My name is Susan Monteith. Today's date is Wednesday, June 12, 1974. The time is 10:30 a.m. I will be interviewing Mr. Carl C. Poston, Jr. of Saginaw, Michigan. The topics which we will be discussing are Mr. Poston's former position as a member of the Saginaw County Board of Commissioners and its development while he was in office, and more recently, Mr. Poston's position on the Saginaw City Council.
My name is Carl C. Poston, Jr. I'm the next member of the Board of Commissioners. At the time that I was elected to the board, it was called Board of Supervisors. And I was elected, not a general election, but it's actually an appointment made by the City Council. At that time, back in 1958, the board was composed of 55 members. 24 of these members were city representatives, which were appointed by the City Council. And I was in that group. I served for approximately 6 years, 1958 to about 1964. And the Board of Supervisors, now Board of Commissioners, works through committees. And I was on the Bonds and Insurance Committee. Being an attorney, I had to review the entire city-owned property. Being a member of the Bonds and Insurance Committee, my duties as a member of that committee was to see that each item of furniture, personal property, each chair was labeled and evaluated. So in case there was a fire, we would have adequate replacement. And this not only consisted of the property in the courthouse, but in all the county property outside of the city itself, juvenile home, different real property, in case of fire and complete destruction, we had fire tabs that could not be destroyed by fire, and we could evaluate and have an adequate inventory. During my first 6 years on the Board of Supervisors, we were instrumental in building the juvenile home, which is now on Hospital Road. And all of the present Board of Supervisors members' names are engraved at the front of that building now. We're very proud of that because it was long needed. We also laid the groundwork for the new governmental center, which is called the Governmental Center Complex. It now comprises all the four circuit courts and the six district courts, as well as probate court and all the other county offices. I resigned from the Board of Supervisors in order to accept a job as assistant prosecutor for the welfare. And I served there 2 years. And after 2 years, I resigned from that job. It was only a part-time job. And then I was asked if I would accept an appointment to serve again on the Board of Supervisors. And I accepted, and I served 2 more years. And at that time, I was appointed chairman of the Judiciary and Education Committee. And this committee had to do with setting up the courts. And my committee was instrumental in getting a fourth circuit judge, which we now have. At that time, we only had three. We were in dire need of a fourth circuit judge, and I was committing his reports and recommended working with the state legislature, which was instrumental in getting a fourth circuit judge here in Saginaw County. At that time, we also was instrumental in keeping a sound finance basis. We were in charge as a group of all the county employees, their salary increases, and their fringe benefits. And we were very much aware of the increases across the board in all these areas. Most of this work was done by the personnel and Finance Committee, however, all reports had to come through the General Group and be approved by the General Group. As Chairman of the Judiciary and Education Committee, it was our job to review the court systems, and it was at that time that the Constitutional Convention had decided to eliminate the JP system and also to eliminate the municipal courts. And it was during this time that the municipal court was extinguished and the JP system was out, and the creation of the state district courts. At that time, it was all the district courts in the city of Saginaw was called 69th Court, and those in the county that was outside the city was called 70th District Court. And after about 2 years, these two were resolved into the 70th District Court, which we now have. It's all now 70th District Court, regardless of whether it's in the city or outside of the city. And in the district court, there is also a small claims division. And in this small claims division, the jurisdictional amount is $300. And any claimant who has a grievance against anyone else with an amount $300 or less can sue on his own without an attorney in the small claims court. And he is heard by a district judge, and both parties cannot be represented by an attorney. And once the decision is made, it is final. Neither party has a right to appeal from it. However, if the party brings a suit against another person, the other person wishes to have a lawyer, he can have it removed to the regular district court. At that time, you can also change the jurisdictional amount to over $300 if you can prove your damages. But as long as you're in the small claims court, the maximum amount that you can sue for is $300, and both parties are bound by the decision of the judge, and there's no appeal therefrom. This is just a part of the whole 6th District Court system. And after 2 years, I resigned from the what was then the Board of Commissioners, and that was at the time that it was reduced from 55 members down to 21 members, and that's when the name was changed from Board of Supervisors to the Board of Commissioners. And about 2 years ago, the amount was reduced from 21 to the present number 15 now. I was first appointed to the City Council to serve an unexpired term, and after being on for approximately 6 or 7 months, I ran in the November election. And after the City Council elected, we had 5 running, and there were 4 already on, whose terms did not expire at that time. And after the election results, then the whole group gets together among themselves and elect a mayor and a mayor pro tem. And at that time, I was elected mayor pro tem, and I served for a period of 2 years, which was the term that I ran for, and I did not choose to run again after the expiration of that term. However, I was quite elated and inspired by the enthusiasm that I got from my fellow members after having been on the council for more than 7 months, that they all saw fit to give me the responsibility of making me the mayor pro tem, which is the same as an assistant acting mayor. My job was to run the council meeting in the absence of the mayor and to sign papers when he's out of town, make conventions that he couldn't make, and to be as the vice mayor, and it's called the Sun City, as an acting mayor. On the city council, we had a sound financial basis for the city. And our main concern was to make sure that we had our urban renewal, downtown mall development, and to keep downtown alive for the benefit of the city. This is what they call the city. And I was the only black member on at the time, and we had no Chicanos on. So I felt that I had a duty to see that their interest was represented and protected. And so I was keen ear to the needs of the minority community, especially in the Mall City area, to see their programs was gotten, and training was gotten, and jobs and developments made in those areas. Every annually, there was a budget that would come up, had to be approved by the whole council. We would have committee meetings, and this was quite involved, as each individual of the nine members on the council had their own personal priorities, and we had to agree on what would be in the budget and what would be left out. So it was quite a hard in-fight thing, both publicly and in some of the informal meetings, dinner meetings we may have. Some members felt that we should build a lot of streets and concrete, and others felt we should have more money concerned with human development and human needs. So we had to sort of reach a happy medium where we could get enough votes to carry the budget and to sort of compromise, I guess, for some in order to get the budget through. Most of this isn't out in the papers as much as you see the final result, but you don't see all the infighting and what has to occur for the final product. During the administration, and I was Mayor Pro Tem, I had the opportunity to attend the Municipal League in Honolulu, and at that time we met the municipal representatives from all over the 50 states, and it's quite an inspiration to get together and see that they have the same problems that you have, and you can share your answers with theirs, and sometimes one can be a help to the other. And I was fortunate just a month ago, this last June, to attend the Mayor's Convention in San Francisco. And Mayor Eliotto was an ideal host, and he had an ideal program set up in all respects. And I was able to bring back a nice report to the local council here in Saginaw. During this term, the official opening of the Civic Center took place, which had been worked on some 10 years prior thereto, but the official opening took place, and the hockey team was developed, and it was quite the spirit uplift to the community. And we had a new jail, which is a complex to the governmental center that I previously spoke about, that was opened that same year, and the official opening was in May 1972. On several occasions, it becomes the official duty of a city head, assistant, some member of the council to speak on behalf of the city to social groups. And it's very important that they have the city support. So many things that have to be done in the community cannot be done by the city council or the board of commissioners themselves. It has to be people-oriented and people-inspired. But the government has a duty to support them and to make speeches and welcome addresses at their conventions and keep them inspired, because they're helping them do their job. And this was quite true with the development of the downtown mall, the downtown merchants group. And that they were very instrumental in helping us develop downtown mall. And I'd like to say in conclusion that my service to government has been very beneficial and inspirational to me. I'm very happy to have served, and I wish that I continually be in the middle of things, but I have to do my private work, and I've enjoyed it very much to have served, and I'm still interested and still do quite a bit of work in connection with them on a corollary basis. Thank you.